My desire tonight. It's good to be in church tonight. We've just got a few prayer requests, and I was going to ask Brother Terry and Keith Phillips, if he don't mind, to come pray over these tonight. Brother Baker and family ask prayer for traveling mercy tomorrow while they're going to be gone. And also, they want to thank the Lord for touching them in sickness and making them well. So thank the Lord for that tonight. Remember Sister Louise McKinney and Sister Sylvia Barnum and their family. They are going to Houston, Texas to view the body. It's Sister Louise's great-granddaughter killed in an accident on Thursday. So let's certainly remember that family. Also, please remember Sister Lona. Hair in prayer, fever, bad cough, not feeling well. Brother Gary turns that in tonight. If you could stand. Keith, he comes. Thank you, buddy.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, here we are again, once again gathered into your house, maybe a little bit smaller in number than we used to, but Father, you said you'd be with us if two or three are gathered, and I know there's that many gathered here. And that's the main attraction, where if you show up, and it's even not the man who preaches, is this, will you come and use that gift and you preach to us? That's what we want to hear, words from heaven. Because sitting at your table, well, I can imagine just the words that proceed out of your mouth will give us so much happiness and joy. Father, we live in an uncertain time. We don't know what things are going to take place, but Lord, you're working behind the scenes. You've got all things under control, and you're working it for our good and for the good cause that you've set forth. But Father, here we are again with these prayer requests in our hand, knowing that people are sick, they're suffering, they've got lost loved ones, they've got financial difficulties. There's just so many things that are happening in the land. But I remember there was light in Goshen and Egypt when it was totally dark. And Lord, we believe in you that by your stripes we're healed. And you said in another place that you're the Lord that heals all our diseases. Father, forgive us of our unbelief and strengthen our faith. Give us rhema revelation to believe for every need that we have. And Lord, maybe there's people who can't believe for theirself, but Brother Terry said there's a final voice to this age, and that is your bride. And so Lord, maybe we can believe for them, if they're not capable, that your will would be done. So we commit this service, the singing, and everything that's done. May we be better Christians when we walk out this door. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can be seated tonight. Let's sing this together tonight. He could have called 10,000 angels. Let's think about what we're singing tonight. This song's got a great message with it. Well, they bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, "Crucify him, he's to blame." And he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and say, precious head, they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, "Behold your king." They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered everything. And he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the sing that chorus together again. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. Amen. The brothers would like to come tonight, lift the offering. Where would we be tonight? Amen. Let's sing that anytime, any place, anywhere. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, I know a man who can walk on water anytime, any place, anywhere. And I know a man who can calm a storm anytime, any place, anywhere. Through the storm, to meet you there. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Rain or shine, he's on time. On time, any place, anywhere. Well, I know a man who can feed 5,000. Anytime, any place, anywhere. With just 5 loaves and 2 little fish, anytime, any place, anywhere. Well, through the storm, he'll meet you there. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Rain or shine, he's on time. On time, any place, anywhere. Well, I know a man who can save anybody. Anytime, any place, anywhere. And I know a man who can meet your need. Anytime, any place, anywhere. The storm, meet you there. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Rain or shine, he's on time. On time, any place, anywhere. Well, I know a man who can feed 5,000. Anytime, any place, anywhere. With just 5 loaves and 2 little fish. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Through the storm, meet you there. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Rain or shine, it's on time. On time, any place, anywhere.
Amen. F, every promise in the book is mine. If you want to, let's go ahead and stand tonight. Brother Gadman is here. I'm not going to try his first name because I got that wrong last time. I'm a quick learner. He's not really feeling well tonight, so let's remember him in prayer. The Lord will give him strength tonight. And I know he's prepared, but he's not feeling well, so just ask the Lord to anoint him tonight and let him use his gift tonight. Let's sing this together. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I'm trusting in His love divine. Promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line
is divine. Every promise in the book is mine. One more time. Every promise in the amen. You believe that? Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a little bit. Just I want to read you something that we picked up. And since I don't sing and everything, and so we appreciate the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
So this is called the devil's vision. So the devil once said to his demons below, our work is progressing entirely too slow. The holiness people stand in our way since they don't believe in the show or the play. They teach that carnival and circus and the dance, the taverns and honky-tonks with their games of chance. Drinking and smoking, these things are all wrong, that Christians don't mix with the ungodly throng. They are quick to condemn everything that we do and to cause unbelievers to be not a few. They claim that these things are all of the devil, that Christians live on a much higher level. Now, fellas, their theology, while perfectly true, throws a block on the work we're trying to do. We'll have to get busy and figure a plan that will change their standards as fast as we can. Now, I have a vision of what we can do. Hearken, and I'll tell them my vision to you. Then find me a wise but degenerate man who I can use to work out this plan. There is nothing so real as a thing you can see. The eyes and the mind and the heart will agree. So what can be better than an object to view? I'll say it will work and convince not a few. The house is the place for this sinful device. The people deceived will think it's quite nice. The world will possess it, and most Christians can't tell that it's all of the devil and was plotted in hell. We'll sell them with pictures of the latest news, and while they're still looking, we'll advertise booze. At the soul-damning cigarette also they'll look until they forget what God says in his book. At first it will shock them, then they'll seem in a haze, but soon they will be hardened and continue to gaze. We'll give them some gospel that isn't too strong and a few sacred songs just to string them along. They'll take the ads with the latest of fashions and soon watch the shows that stir evil passions. Marriage and lovemaking scenes they'll behold, until their souls they are bitterly cold. The old family altar, which held much charm, will soon lose its place without much alarm. Praying in secret will also be lost as they look at the screen without counting the cost. The compromised preachers who don't take their stand will embrace this new vision and think it is grand. They'll help fool the people and cause them to sin, but seeking this evil and taking it in. Influence is great, and this you can see. Just look at my fall, and you'll have to agree. It will take too long, my demons, to tell that the vision of Satan will populate hell. Divorce will increase, sex crimes will abound, much innocent blood will be spilled on the ground. The home will be damned in short order, I say, when this vision of mine comes in to stay. So get busy, my cohorts, and put this thing out. We'll see if the church can continue to shout. The holiness people who stand in our way will soon hush their crying against the show and the play. We'll cover the earth with this great vision, though we'll camouflage it with the name television. The people will think they're getting a treat till the Antichrist comes and take over his seat. He'll rule the world while the viewers behold the face of the beast to whom they were sold. We'll win through this section that can't fail, though some holiness preacher against it rail. Amen. I thought that was good. Amen. Hallelujah. You love him?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just stand together. Amen. Pray for us tonight. I'm not feeling well in body, but we're just going to appreciate the Lord. Trust in the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's just wonder if we've got a need by uplifted hand. Amen. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we love you with all that's within our heart, Lord Jesus. And Lord, you saw the hands, Lord. You know what was behind each and every hand before it was raised, Father. And so, Lord, we just ask now, Lord Jesus, that you just come and take control, Lord, of the rest of this service, Father. Oh, God. Lord Jesus, we just want to be worthy, Lord God. As the prophet preached that message, is your life worthy of the gospel, Lord? Help us to be counted worthy, Lord Jesus. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you just touch each and every one tonight, Lord God, the hands behind, Lord. I pray, Lord, whether it be sickness, financial, whatever it be, Lord Jesus, that you just come on the scene and take control of each and every situation, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you just move my being aside, Lord, and help me to just move myself aside, Lord, and you come and do the speaking tonight, Father. Because, Lord, we want to hear from you, Father. We didn't come to see so-and-so or sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so, but we come to see and hear from you, Lord Jesus, that when we leave this building tonight, we can say like they did on the road to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as you talk with us along the way, and we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. For we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter of Isaiah, and then we'll be coming from 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. A little thought the Lord laid on our heart, and I just was somewhere, well, I was out in Indiana here about a year ago, and I was listening to this message called Pursuing, and man, Brother Brown really preached this on that message, and I just looking at it, and I got to looking at Isaiah, and just a little thought that the Lord laid on our heart. Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Verse 7, and there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. And then over in the book of 2 Peter, the third chapter, the first verse says, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Amen. Stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you might be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Amen. And may the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated tonight. And like for a little while tonight, try to not to hold you too long, but anyway, you just pray for us. And so I just want to talk out that seventh verse and hear what it said. It says, and there is none that calleth upon thy name that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. And that's what I want to kind of preach on tonight, if I can. Stir thyself. Stir thyself. And so I was looking at this and looking at that in that message, pursuing, and Brother Brown begins to preach, and he takes a scripture where the there in the Bible, there in the Old Testament, where Moses and them, they wanted to go up and take the enemy. And Moses said, you ain't going to go up. You don't need to go up because you hadn't done your part by serving the Lord wholly. And said, if you go up, you'll get destroyed because the Lord's not with you. And the scripture says they went anyway because they presume that the Lord would be with them. And Brother Brown said, pursue means to venture without authority. Or taking something from granted, amen, that you don't know nothing about, amen. So I wonder tonight if that's what we do a lot of times, is just presume, amen. I don't want to presume tonight that I'm in the message. I want to know that and what is the message? The message was Christ. Amen. And I just don't want to presume that I'm in the message, but I want to know that I know that Christ is living in me tonight. That's why I got to stir myself. Amen. You might say, well, Brother Dave, why are you doing this? Because we got an election coming up. No, I think that we as a group of people, as a bride of Jesus Christ, need to take hold. Because he said, there's none that take hold. There's none that stir theirself toward thee. Amen. There's none that stir theirself toward thee. Let me read that. Can I read that also again, if I can, out of the Amplified Bible? Listen what it says. It says, for we have all become as one who is unclean, ceremonially as a leper. And all our righteousness, our best deeds of righteous and justice, are as filthy rags or polluted garments. So anything that me and you can do tonight, we could pray and we could listen to tapes and we could all that. We could come to church 24/7, but our best deeds, they all are filthy rags in the sight of God. Amen. We all stink in the sight of God. Amen. The best thing that we can do, he said, our deeds, our best deeds of righteousness and justice are as filthy rags or polluted garments. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away from God's favor, hurt us to destruction. I thought that. He said, we all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities. What does iniquity mean? Knowing to do something and not doing it, or knowing not to do it and still going ahead and doing it. He said, our iniquities, like the wind, are taking us far from God's favor. Amen. Hurrying us toward destruction. I wonder tonight if that's what our iniquities are to do. I wonder tonight, did you come here just to see me? Or because Brother Donnie ain't here, or this one ain't here, but did you come to see God tonight? Did you come to take a hold and stir yourself tonight and say, God, I need to shake myself. I need to pinch my conscience. I need to make sure that I know that I know that I know. Because our iniquities, it said, they're like the wind, are taking us away from God, God's favor, hurting us to destruction. In verse 7, out of the Amplified, and no one calls upon you, your name, and awakens and bestir himself. Amen. Bestirs himself to take and keep a hold of you. For you have hid your face from us and have delivered us into the consuming power of our iniquities. Can you imagine here God hiding his face from us because of our iniquities? Oh, God, I'm saying tonight, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I just don't want to presume. Amen. I don't want to presume that Christ is here when he's not here. Amen. Because we are supposed to pray for the service. Come in. I wonder how many prayed tonight and said, God, I'm praying for the service tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd have your will from the start to the finish, Lord. In every song that's sung, in every special that's sung, in the preaching of the word, Lord, have your way, Lord. Amen. Because it says that no one calls upon your name and awakens. I believe if there was a time we need to be awake, it's now. If there's ever a time that we need to be shook, it's now. I remember one time when I was just a young guy living by myself. And so what I did, the alarm clock went off and I shut it off and went back to sleep. And so about an hour later, the phone was ringing. And it was my boss, Aston, said, Gadman, where you at? And he didn't just use Gadman. He used a few choice words in between. Amen. It said, where are you at? I said, I'll be right there. So I had to hurry up. So I asked a brother in the church. I said, how do you do that? He said, well, I said it across the room. And when I get up, I said, I tried that. So what I did, I got up, went, cut it off, and then went back and got in bed. So that didn't work for me, but he said, when it goes off, I got to hit the floor running. Amen. And the scripture says, over there in Romans, now is the time. Amen. Now it's closer. Amen. Than when we first believe. Amen. It's time we look up. Our redemption's drawing nigh. I believe the spiritual alarm clock has sounded. Amen. And we need to hit the floor running. No time to stop. No time to look back. To keep pressing on. Amen. It's not a time to look back. Amen. It's not a time to give up. So he says, no one calls upon your name and awakens and bestirs himself. Amen. To take and keep a hold of you. Can you imagine? He said, no one. Amen. No one awakens their self. And stirs their self to take and keep a hold of you. Used to be, back in Pentecost, we could shout, we could dance, we could speak in tongues, and we go about 40 days or more on that. Nowadays, you can come, sit under a message church, amen, hear a message preacher, amen, and before you go out the door, you'd be fighting with one another. Amen, come on church, amen. You'd be, oh God, help us tonight. And he said, no one awakens himself to take and keep a hold of you. Oh, God, help me tonight. The Bible said, and I looked up that word, bestir, means to rouse to action. Amen. If there ever was a time that me and you need to be aroused to action, it's now. Amen. Let's not presume. Amen. What did Moses say? He said, Lord, if you ain't going to go with us, then I don't want to go another day's journey. I just don't want to presume that you're with me, Lord, but I want to know that you're with me. Amen. What was it in the Bible? A man by the name of Samson. Amen. And here was Samson in the Bible. And you know what he was raised to do? To destroy them Philistines, the enemy. And you know how he got mixed up. Amen. Got to flirting with the things of the world. Amen. And then he began to lie, began to flirt, said, you know what? And he said, oh, Samson, Delilah said, Samson, if you really love me, you tell me, you know, where in your great strength lies. And he said, well, take a new rope and bind me and all that. And she bound him and said, Samson, the Philistines be upon you. And he awoke and shook himself and went out and killed them. Slew them Philistines. Amen. And she said, oh, Samson, you know, begin to bat them pretty eyes and said, Samson, if you really love me, ain't that like the devil? Amen. If you really love me, you don't have to go to church. Amen. You can stay home on Wednesday night. Watch We Love Susie and all these things. Amen. You don't have to stir yourself and arouse to action. You can just come in here and do all these kind of things. Hear a good message and go and sit and do anything you want to. No, sir, brothers and sisters, if there ever was a time we need to stir ourselves, it's now. Stir ourselves. Shake ourselves. Amen. And so you know how the story goes, they begin to back and forth, and finally he told her where his secret was. Amen. And the Bible says he presumed, amen, that the Lord was with him. And the Bible says he arose and shook himself as like he did other times. And he wished not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. Oh God, help us tonight not to be like that. We can come in and do all these things, raise our hands and everything, and we do not know and realize that the Spirit of the Lord has departed from us. That Ichabod is written across the faces of our heart's door. Amen. Arouse to action. He just presumed. Amen. You remember the Bible where the Joseph and Mary, they presumed that he was with them. Amen. And they went a day's journey before they realized that he was not amongst them. Amen. And they started seeking him amongst their kinfolks. Amen. And what it did, they left him one day, and it took them 3 days to get back to where he was. Oh God, help us, Lord Jesus. Amen. We miss one service. We may miss God. Amen. Now I know we ain't Lord over God's heritage, and sometimes you take vacation and then things are all right. But brothers and sisters, if you've got an opportunity to come and be in the house of God and back your pastor and all that, then God help us if we don't. Stir ourselves. Amen. And so, Peter here, reread, he said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. He said he wanted to stir up. Peter said he wanted to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance. And he goes on to say in that second, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken. I believe every now and then we need to be mindful of the words that our prophet spoke. Amen. And say, God, help me, Lord, to be mindful of the things that your prophet said. Amen. We can look around and we can see these things coming upon the face of the earth. And I want to be mindful that, hey, Brother Branham said these things. Why should we worry? Why should we get all upset? Everything's working the way, according to God's perfect plan. Amen. He said that you might be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. I want you to be mindful. And so I'm going to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Amen. Amen. And that's what I want to do tonight is stir up your pure minds tonight by way of remembrance, that you'll remember these things that the prophets said. And he said, you ought to be able, if you got the real true baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can't wait for them church doors to get open and come in here and fellowship with your brothers and sisters of light, precious faith. We got to stir ourselves. Be mindful of these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. I want to be mindful of these things. Amen. Now we're going to read Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 24, real quick. He said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all of them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And here they were. What did the people make their final, Brother Brown said they made, the church made its awful mistake was when they accepted law for grace. They wanted something that they could, Brother Terry, to do in it. Amen. If I can wear my dresses so long, if I can wear my hair so long. Amen. But the law was just showed you where you was wrong at. Amen. It never could save nobody. It just showed you where you was wrong and where you was coming up short at. It took God's grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he said for the righteousness. Amen. And they wanted something to do with it. Amen. But it never could save them. It just, the law just put them in jail. But I'm glad for God's mercy. Amen. I was guilty with nothing to say. Amen. That's when I spoke. I told to tell the honor, sir. I can't say nothing in my defense. And that's when mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Amen. I'm glad that mercy walked in and pleaded my case tonight. Amen. And so here we are. I want to just look at these little footnotes here. Amen. And just cut and make a few comments and just talk about sin, just, you know, sin. Because we all know what Brother Bram said. Sin was it smoking, gambling. He told somebody that one time, said, and they just said, well, pray tell me, Brother Bram, what is a sin then? It's smoking. He said, it's unbelief. You do these things because you don't believe. Amen. You do those things because you don't believe. Amen. I was listening. I don't know if it's in this message or one here the other day. Amen. And the prophet was talking. Somebody came up to him and said, I don't care how many cases you can show me of the dead being raised, the sick being healed. I still ain't going to believe it. The prophet of God said, no, sir, you ain't, because it's not for you. You're an unbeliever and it's not for you. It's just for the believer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said the righteousness of God is neither an attribute of God nor the change of character of the believer, but Christ himself who fully met in our stead. Amen. Christ that fully. Amen. We were guilty on our way to devil's hell. Amen. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. We's on our way. But Christ met our stead. And our behalf every demand of the law. Amen. In other words, he paid the price. Amen. I owed a price I could not pay. I was guilty. Amen. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amen. He wrote my name. Amen. But with his blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he met in our stead. And who is by the act of God called imputation made unto us righteousness. He was made unto us righteousness. Amen. That's why I want to become like he is. I want to become him, his righteousness. Because my righteousness, like we read, it stinks. My righteousness is filthy in his sight. Amen. My righteousness is. Amen. That's why I need his righteousness. That's why I need his holiness. That's why I need his love. That's why I need his grace. That's why I need his mercy. That's why I want to stern myself and make sure that everything's clocking on 100. Amen. Make sure I got the ticket in my hand. Amen. Hey, because, hey, this old ship of Zion, I believe, is getting ready to pull out of port. Amen. Amen. And there ain't going to be another one. Amen. I don't want to make sure that I'm on that. Kind of reminds me of a story one time. I might have said it here before, but there's this guy, and his last name was Mac. He's in the army, and he's getting ready to go home. And fought a war, so he went down there. To the doctor, they punched him here. Does it hurt? No. Punched him here. Does it hurt? No. Examined him real good. Said, all right. Said, I'll get your release papers for you. And you take it over there to the sergeant. And he'll make sure your name's on the book. Because there's a ship pulling out at the end of the week. So, he goes down there, hands that guy the desk his papers. And said, make sure. Said, yes, soldier. We'll make sure your name's on the book. So, come that week, there he was standing in line. And they started getting roll call so they could get on the ship to go home. Well, they went through alphabetical orders till it came to the M's. And it bypassed his name. And he broke rank. He said, sir, I'm sorry, but I want to ask you a question. He said, my name is supposed to be there. He said, what's your name, soldier? Told him, Max, my name. Looked down, he said, well, soldier, I'm sorry. Your name's not on the book. Mama. Said, your name's not there. Said, yeah, you can go back down to the front office and maybe something happened. Maybe the paperwork got mixed up. So Brother Terry went back down to the front office, walked in the door, and he said, oh, soldier, when he told his case, he said, oh, soldier, I'm sorry. There's a mix-up, and here's your papers right here. They didn't get transferred on the book. Mama. He said, you would have thought an awful sickening in his stomach and all that when he's seen that ship pulled out. Yeah. And he wasn't on there.
Right. Amen.
That guy, that desert soldier, I'll make sure there's a ship coming back in 2 weeks. I'll make sure your name's on there. Amen. I'll make sure your name's on there. The next day, he went over there to the office. Come in. He said, I'm so-and-so, Mac. He said, I want to make sure I was in here yesterday. I want to make sure my paper's on the book. He said, yes, sir. He said, let me see it. Let me see my name. The next day, amen, he wanted to make sure he was stirred. He wanted to make sure his name was on the book. It got to a point when he knocked on the door. He said, come in, Mac. Had the book laying around. Said, yes, sir, this is your name. Amen. Oh, God, let me make sure and know my name's on there. Let me stir myself, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, there used to be a song. Amen. Please search the book again before you make me go. Though I went to church on Sunday, though I never did kneel in prayer, please search the book again. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Oh, God, help us to stir ourselves. It said the believer in Christ is now by grace shrouded under so complete a blessed, so complete and blessed a righteousness that the law from Mount Sinai could not find neither fault nor diminution. Amen. Therein. Amen. Such a complete in Christ, the believer in Christ. Amen. So shrouded by grace that there's no more evidence. Amen. It was dropped in God's bleach, His blood. Amen. Never to be remembered no more. No wonder that guy could get excited when he said, hey, when I was reading that book, he told his daughter, said, Daddy, what's wrong with you? I just gave you a geography book. Said, yeah, but I was looking in there when they couldn't find the bottom of the ocean. Reminds me where God put my sins. Amen. And in sin, forgetfulness. Now let's just look at this. Sin is what? Sin is transgression, which is an overstepping of the law. How many has ever overstepped? Amen. The divine boundary between good and evil. Whew. An overstepping of the law. The divine boundary between good and evil. It also, sin is iniquity. An act inherently wrong, whether expressly forbidden or not. It's wrong. Amen. An act that's wrong. Or error, which sin means error, which means a departure from right. How many's ever been in error? A departure from right. Amen. That's why I want to say, God, help me take a hold of you this tonight. Let me arouse myself to action. I don't want to be in error. Amen. I don't want to overstep the law. Amen. It's again, what else is it? Missing the mark. A failure to meet the divine standard. Oh, God, how many times have I missed the mark? A failure to meet the divine standard. God, there's been many times that I missed the mark. You remember when Brother Brown said, I'm not a hunter, when he's sighting in a gun, and if it's off of the barrel, when it's going toward that target, as far as it's going, it'll be off that much. Amen. If it's off when it leaves the barrel. Barrel, amen. Oh, God, help us, Lord, not to miss the mark, Lord. Amen. Help us to meet the divine standard. Amen. Trespass is sin also. The intrusion of self-will into the sphere of divine authority. Trespass. Amen. The intrusion of self-will into the sphere of divine authority. Lawlessness. Or spiritual anarchy. In other words, absence of government. Absence of spiritual government. Amen. Because there's an order that God set up to go by. There's a divine order. And if we get out of that, we're absent. Amen. We become in treason. Amen. Because He's got an order for us to go away. We trespass. Amen. Or unbelief, which is, Brother Brown said, sin was. It says, are an insult to the divine truth. Can you imagine? He went on ahead and said that sin can only be remedied by the sacrificial death of Christ. Said sin may be summarized as threefold: an act of violation of or lack of obedience to the revealed will of God. Amen. An act of violation or lack of obedience to the revealed will of God. I believe we've had the revealed will of God for us in this day. Amen. And so sin can be an act of violation of that divine will that's been sent to us. Amen. Or it could be a state, absence of righteousness. Just a condition that we're in. Amen. We're in the state. A lot of people are in a state of confusion, but a lot of people are in the state of absent from all righteousness. And then the last one, a nature which is enmity toward God. Amen. An enmity toward God. I don't want to be like that. Amen. So I want to deal with sin. Amen. I want to make sure that God, I got every cobweb cleaned out, every pipe's cleaned out, so your Holy Spirit can flow through us free. In Genesis 3:21, talking about God clothed them, talking about how they try to clothe themselves, they try to make them a man-made religion, sew some fig leaves together and everything, and really what a religion is, it's just a covering. Amen. This message could be just come a covering for us. Amen. The prophet of God said on the second coming of Christ, amen, he said, we don't come to hear good singing. Though that's good, we don't come to hear good preaching, though that's fine, but we come to check up on our soul salvation. Find out where we're coming up short at. I want God to clothe me. Amen. Amen. We need to be dressed right. Amen. So we'll be able to come into the presence of Almighty God. Amen. So saying, Lord God, help me tonight. Amen. To be dressed right. So I can walk right. So I can talk right. Amen. I believe what we need is a stirring in our souls. Amen. A stirring in our hearts. Amen. Because the scripture says no one stirs herself. I don't want to presume like I said. But I'll just because I know the message. But I want to make sure that Christ is in me. Let me read you something now. Amen. How this message pursuing. I listened to it coming down here today. And just bear with me tonight. Be all right. Amen. So, now this message pursuing. Brother Brown preached it in 1962. January 1962. Listen what he says. He says, they presume they're going up. We may be in name. We may be in number. But that ain't what counts, see? That isn't what counts. It's God. It's God with us. God in us. God moving through us. His word alive in us. Amen. He says, they presume they're going up. We may be in name. We may be in number. But that ain't what counts. He said, I want God in us. Moving through us. His word alive in us. Don't presume that you know. Watch the way it makes you live. The attitude you take towards sin. How everything, wow, you think about a holy God? Did you ever think that one, you're going to stand in His presence and give an account for this word? We're going to stand in His presence one day. That's why we need to stir ourselves, Brother Joel. Amen. And say, God, here I am. Let me arouse myself to action. Because He said, one of these days we're going to stand before Him and give an account for this word and for Christ. When God's so holy. Oh, I just like this. Listen to what he says. God's so holy. Sitting yonder in eternity. When 10 million suns will be black spots before him. So holy even the angels look filthy in his sight. Angels before him are filthy. I thought, my. Brother Terry thought, my. Here they are, angels who don't know no sin, who have to bow their head when we sing that song, Amazing Grace, because they don't know what it is to be lost and be saved. Holy, holy, holy. And in His presence, they're filthy in His sight. Oh my. Amen. Let's not presume.
Amen. Like I said, when he read this scripture out of here, how that Moses told them not to go up, and they went ahead anyway, just assuming that they would be all right. But the enemy smote them. Amen. What about it tonight? Amen. We might presume we're all right. We may come in here, raise our hands, and clap our hands and do all this. But before it's too late, the enemy has smote us. Amen. The enemy will have us when we should have the enemy on the run. He'll have us on the run. Amen. I don't want to run. I don't want to duck tail and run tonight. Amen. But I want to stand and say, amen, Satan, get thee behind me. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror tonight. I'm an overcomer tonight. Amen. Amen. Let me stir myself. Amen. So let me just read some more how this message pursuing. He said, that's what's the matter with the church. We get the bright lights and everything. And almost the honky-tonks in the church. We're trying to compare with the world. You can never do that. We've got to invite the world on the church grounds. No God on their grounds. We can't compare with them there. But we got something that they haven't got. Amen. He said, we can't go out there on their grounds and try to compare with them. But tell them to come over here. He said, we got something that they haven't got. Amen. He said, we can't compare. He said, that's the thing. The thing we want to show them is Christ in our lives. The power of the Holy Ghost. See, showing them something that they haven't got. Let them come on our grounds. If they want Christ, come on this ground. Amen. When I'm on my job. Amen. Wherever I may be, when I'm going driving down the highway, I want people to recognize. They may disagree with me in my doctrine, but I want them to recognize that I got Christ living in me. Amen. That's why I got to stir myself. Amen. Arouse to action. Again, he says, amen, in this message. I just thought it was real good. Amen. He said, the church better be straightening up. Let's not presume this because we're bigger in number than we used to be. And we're more financially better than we used to be. We got better buildings than we used to have. We dress with better clothes than we used to have. We have better cars than we used to have. But oh brother, I wonder about Christ. How much is he with us? See, that's it. We're just presuming. Yes sir, the uncircumcised could not do it. That's right. They got drowned in the sea. Amen. He said, they're presuming. He said, we got better cars. We got better clothes. We're dressed better. We have better homes. Better this. He said, but what about Christ? He says, in the days of Noah, when Noah was building that great boat, they were going to stem the tides. Well, no doubt, but many of the church members of that day said, well, that fanatic, what if it does happen? What if it does happen? What if there does come a storm? We'll get in our own boat and ride. Our boat's just as good as their boat. Our boat will float as much as theirs. Whether it's God constructed or not. That's what people do today. They say, I belong to this church. I'm joined over here. That's as good as any of them. Well, brother, if you're not on the Word and the Word's not in us, we're just presuming we're all right. Remember when the floods came, only the God-constructed boat floated. They presumed they'd be all right. But presuming you're all right and being all right is different. That's why I want it, amen, to be God-constructed. Amen. I want my boat alive to be God-constructed. Amen. Help it to be God constructed. Amen. I want to build it the way God. They try to get Noah and say, why don't you build it different? That kind of wood you're building out, Noah, it'll sink. It'll get waterlogged. He said, I don't care what you say, and you may have a better idea, but God said, build it out this kind of wood. Amen. And his boat floated. Why? Because he went by what God had told him to do. He went by the blueprint of the Word that God, oh God, help us tonight to stir ourselves to go by God's blueprint of the Word. Amen. Amen. Read on. Amen. You can listen to the tape when you get home. I just thought it was so good. Amen. And see, you are God's sacrifice. Lay yourself upon the altar and say, God, just take it all out of me. Empty up so you can fill me up and use me. That's right. Don't pursue it. Believe it. Yes, sir. If you don't believe it, God won't receive your sacrifice. Amen. So I'm going to lay myself, amen, on the altar. Amen. Every now and then we got to, amen, every now and then we got to get a refilling. Amen. A recharging. Amen. Lay myself upon the altar. Amen. Let me, oh God, let me lay my sacrifice upon and die out with my sacrifice. Amen. Oh, he said, don't pursue it. Don't venture. Amen. Think you're going to be all right. He said, yes, sir. He said, if you don't believe it, God won't receive your sacrifice. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Again, he says, brother, the scripture says we got to be born again. We got to separate ourselves from all filthiness of the world and be holy. We got to do that. That's what the Bible said. Our women are not to act like the world. Our men are not to act like the world. We're not to stand around and tell dirty jokes to each other. We're not to go out here and smoke cigarettes and take a social drink to keep our job. He said, why, if I had to eat soda crackers and drink branch water, I'd rather starve on the street than I had to keep a job where I had to drink the devil's rotten smoke cigarettes and everything else to keep favor. No, sir. He said, I'd rather separate myself from a group of people that calls themselves Christians, that call me old-fashioned. If I was a woman because I had to wear long hair and decent-looking clothes, I'd rather separate myself and be a fanatic than associate with such. Amen. Associates with such. He said, people that would laugh and make fun of such things as that. Why, it's an abomination in the sight of God. He said, that's right. Amen. So I want, amen, I want to make sure, amen, that I'm walking right. Amen. It reminds me of a story. I got a book at home talking about the four types of soil. You remember that in the scripture? There was a wayside. Then there was thorny ground. And then there was rocky, then thorny ground, and then good ground. And that word of God being a seed. Well, this guy in this book, he said he had planted a garden. He said, and in that same spot that he planted that garden, he said, the merchants would travel with their goods and their wagons along that same spot. He said, the children would run up and down along that same spot. And said the animals, like the dogs and the cows, would run it. And what it actually done, it would turn up that seed that had been planted. And the fowls of the air would come and get it. He said, now what is pounding a path through your life? Every day, who we associate with, what we listen to, what we watch. Amen. What we think about, what our ambitions are, it pounds a path through our life. Amen. And if it ain't leading us closer to God, then there's something wrong. Amen. The kind of music we listen to, it ain't getting us closer to God, then we're listening to the wrong kind of music. Amen. The kind of people we associate with, if they ain't trying to help us to get closer to God, we're associating with the wrong kind of people. He said, you know what the best fertilizer is in any garden? It's the master's own footprints. Because he knows how to step, just where to step, when to pull up a weed, when not to pull up a weed. Amen. Or we may get mad and say, Brother Donnie, you're to deal with this situation. You're to deal with this one. But hey, if he's going by the leadership of the good master, amen, he knows just, hey, that good master just knows where to step, when to do this, when not to do this. Amen. Amen. So what's pounding a path through your life tonight? Amen. Stir ourselves. Amen. Nobody like takes a hold of theirself. Amen. We need to stir ourselves. Amen. Listen again, he says. Let me tell you, brother, no wonder the Spirit of God's departed from the thing. No wonder we're back just as cold as the Methodists or Baptists. He said, we got to come out of this, brother, sister, or God will consume us. Exactly right. We got to come back to the power of God, to old prayer meetings and shakings of the Holy Ghost, until men and women live holy and sanctified. Yes, sir. Get the world and all the Hollywood and dress and stuff out of thing. My, that's right, brother. Yes. Oh, how sin is so deceitful. How easy it creeps in like that and takes the things and just grabs onto you and holds you and goes away with it. Yes, sir. Amen. Again. I'm just going through this real quickly. Amen. Again, he says, amen. He says, when we met God in the burning, when he met God at the burning bush, he got in the bush and the bush got in him. There they was, then there was a difference. He didn't presume. Now I don't know. I believe I'll just kill the Egyptian, hide him down here in the sand. That it will be all. That was another of Achan's wedge, you see. But when God spoke to him in that burning bush, and he actually seen God, experienced God, and know that God was, and heard him say, I will surely be with you. That's a personal call. Many times people go and say, I believe I was called to preach the gospel. A man's got no business preaching the gospel until, now I don't care how well he's educated, how well he knows the Bible, the devil knows it better than any of us. That's right, but he can't live it. That's it, he can't live it. That's the only advantage you've got over him. See, he might know it as well as you do, but he can't live it like you can. Christ died that you could live it, see, and he never died for him. Amen. So now, you see no minister got any rights. No matter how smart, how much theology he knows, and how well he knows the Bible, he's got no business in the pulpit preaching the gospel until first he has met God. Not presuming that art to go out, I'll make a better living and I won't have to work too hard. You're mistaken there, brother. If you're really a preacher and people will be this way and I'll be popular enough, the neighborhood where I'm, and things like that, and I think that's the right thing. That's not it. My. He said, that's not it. Amen. Oh my. Listen, he said, just don't presume. I'm running all right. Wait for a Christian personal experience. Don't claim the Holy Ghost when you see yourself still dilly-dallying in the world. Don't do that. You'll be better off if you just forgot about it, see? Say, Brother Brown, I got to, but say, well, I danced in the Spirit, I spoke with tongues, I might have done all that things, that's fine, yes sir, that's all right, but that life hasn't straightened up, if you men still smoke cigarettes, tell jokes, take social drinks, lie, cheat, not honest with your neighbor, not even honest with your family, see, and claim to have the Holy Ghost, don't you testify that no more, brother. No wonder we need to stir ourselves. Amen. No wonder we need to stir ourselves. Amen. Oh my. Hallelujah. Listen, he's talking about artificial arm, artificial teeth. He said they'll not be over there in that resurrection with you because they're not actually part of you. They're not connected with you. But he went on to say this. He said, nothing artificial will ever come in that resurrection. And nothing will, never will an artificial Christian ever rise in the resurrection. Oh God, don't let me be artificial tonight. You're not connected with Christ. And if you don't truly, amen, if you don't truly, amen, love your wife better than any other woman in the world, she's not, there's something wrong. If you don't love your husband, if you travel on him and don't live the right kind of life, there's something wrong. That's right. They'll not be there. So in the resurrection, you might be married. You might have married him. You're living honorable to him. That's fine. I appreciate that. You should do that. As a lady for your children, your men do your wives. That's right. You should do that honorable. But in the resurrection, that'll not be her. You're just, as in Christ now, you got to be connected, part of Christ, and something artificial, not something artificial put on. I go to church and say I follow the Apostles' Creed and so forth, and I believe I'm running just as well as the rest of them. Brother, you're presuming. Don't you just take that for granted? You're walking on ground. You actually have no authority to claim the Holy Ghost. You have no actual authority. Because we're just presuming. Lord, help me to stir myself tonight. He said, you're just actually presuming. Oh, my. Again. He said, the word is a seed. And the word will bring forth everything it promised to bring forth. It'll do it. It'll take the world out of you. It'll sanctify you. It'll make you live a different life. It'll make you do things that you thought you wouldn't do. Because it's the word in you. Don't presume you have it. Watch your life and measure up and see what your life is. See the way you're living. See if you're in the faith. Search out and see if everything's going just right. See if the world's still got to love so much that it'll call you away from the things that's really of God to love the world. If it is, brother, check up right here. Amen. Amen. He says, check up right there.
Amen. Again, he said, I often wondered. He said, I like to walk into a church. I hope I get to see it before I do. He says, in closing, walk into the church sometime, walk through there. Now, he said, in closing, that's what he said. I didn't say that. That's what he said. We had a young brother preach for us past Wednesday night. I mean, first time he ever came to church, Brother Terry, he said, man, I ain't coming. Y'all follow a man. Y'all ain't coming back here never again. But you know what? He's back. Something got a hold of him. And he started listening. Hey, man. And so he got up there reading that the other day, reading a quote. And he said, and Brother Brown said something about closing or something. He said, now that's what he said. He said, I'm just going by what he said. Amen. Well, Brother Brown said, say what the tapes say. Amen. So he said, now listen. He said, and walk through this church. Any member would have to confess it before, he said, that church time, and walk through that church. Any member would have to confess it. Amen. Before they even get there, the Holy Spirit would call it right out on the spot, talking about sin. Like that. See the women sitting there, look like ladies, see men, like men, really men of integrity, Holy Ghost filled men, Spirit filled, not just one. Sin be in the church, anywhere, the Holy Spirit call it right out, like Ananias and Sapphira, have it right there before you see. Oh, that's a church I like to see. I wish I could see it. Whew. See, I believe he's still the same yesterday, today and forever. Amen. And you may say something and do something and think that you're getting by with it. Well, Brother Donnie's on a hunt trip. I can do this week and all this. And then, you know, Brother Homer don't see me. And you know, Brother Darrell don't see me. And Brother Dave and all these things. And, you know, and all this. But God sees you. Amen. God sees you. Amen. And you'd be sitting there. And all of a sudden, Brother Homer says, I don't know why I'm preaching this way. And he calls something out just like that. It's still Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why I want to that's why I want to stir myself, church. Dedicate myself and say, Lord, I don't want to presume, I want to make sure. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. What he says. Amen. Brother Brim's praying. And he said, I pray thee, Father, that you'll be merciful tonight and grant that every member of the church that's been associated in such things as a little coldness, getting back into the world, that quickly there will be like the dove that was turned from the ark to go find land and come back. It could find no rest for the soles of its feet upon the dead carcasses, and knocked at the window until Father Noah let it rest inside the ark until the floods had gone down. Oh, Lord, may that person return back to God tonight. And listen to what he says. He's just praying. He said, may the church return in whole. May this little be a time of searching in Phoenix. He said, may it be a time of searching in Phoenix. May the churches be stirred to holiness, Lord. And may there be such a move to see the great moves that you start up and the power of God begins to flow among the people. And then worldly and indifference and impersonations and carnal comparisons and worldliness creeps into the church just exactly like it was our text tonight. They did run well. They came out of Egypt under the circumcision and the blood of the Lamb. And they were doing fine. But when they came up there to another part of your word and doubted it, right there they stood and they lost the battle. And Father, we pray that that will never happen to your church in the last days. God, don't let the battle let us be defeated. Let us lay all the aches out and all the wedges out of the camp and come back to the Word and come back to holiness. Come back to righteousness and living for God in the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, grant it, Lord. What a prayer. He said, let us come back to holiness. He said, let us be stirred to holiness. Let us come back to the power of the living God. Amen. What about it? I got a few more. Read to you. See what he says about people being stirred. Angel of God, 1951. He said, we thank you for this lovely audience in this building tonight. Though it's warm, many are standing. But I'm thinking about one day when John came out of the wilderness of Judea preaching. And he stirred all the regions about Jordan. It wasn't his fancy dressing, for he wasn't dressed very fair.
It wasn't his speech. For at 9 years old, he went into the wilderness. But it was, he preached Christ. And it stirred the regions. Oh God, I hope that tonight we can be stirred. Why? Because Christ has been preached. Amen. That we need a life. Amen. That's worthy of the gospel. Amen. It stirred the regions through its simplicity. Yet today it stirs the regions when Christ is brought to a realization to the people's heart that He has rose from the dead and living among His people. Oh, I hope tonight that it can be brought back again, amen, to a realization that Christ is still alive tonight. Amen. You young people, that Christ is still alive tonight. That you can be an overcomer. Amen. At school, wherever you're at, amen. You, us men can be overcomers on the job. You sisters can be overcomers. If you work at your job or at home or wherever, amen. Again, he says, I'm the resurrection of life. He said, well, here we are living in today. And Pentecost getting right into it. You holiness people going right into it just headlong. That's true. Oh my, what a sad sight it is. What we need today, brother, is a revival. A stirring. A breaking down. A breaking up. Down to the potter's house again. He said, a breaking down, a breaking up, back down to the potter's house again. Over and over, he molds me and he makes me. A vessel of honor. I'm glad he didn't throw the clay away. Amen. It was marred in the master's hands. It was marred in the potter's hands. But he just didn't take the clay. He started over again. He didn't throw it away. He just started over again. Again, he says on time of decision. Said she made her decision. Quick. Watch her real quick then. In the meeting, quickly. If they are ordained to life, they'll know it. There's something in the message that stirs them. Amen. He said, if they're ordained to life, he said, there's something in the message that stirs them. There, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, when he began to preach, and they got pricked in their hearts, he said, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? And Peter told them, repent, be baptized. Amen. What? They were stirred. Hey, the Bible says, as many as were ordained to life heard him. Amen. He said, that's what stirred Rebecca. The message stirred her. Angel was leading her. Oh, can't you see her picture? The angel of the Lord leading her. Then she was stirred. And immediately when she watered the camel, the gift went on her. He began to take out the earrings, which means faith coming by hearing, you see. Put the bracelets on, the works of your hands. He got her ready. And as soon as she began to water, give the waters of life, testify, tell others, get the message out. Tell them what has happened to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, he says, as the eagle stirred her nest. He said, it's nest stirring time. The Pentecostal church needs a nest stirring time. It needs an old-fashioned revival, like he spoke of Jacob. He was the apple of his eye. He done wrong, but he found him in the wilderness. And he's like an eagle stirring her nest. He carried Jacob on his wings. Amen. The church has done wrong. We all done wrong. But we're the apple of his eye. He's ready to stir the nest tonight. Amen. Send the Holy Ghost in and shake all the feathers out. Oh God, I say tonight, then come, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Shake us, Lord. Shake all the loose feathers out, Lord. Amen. He said, and have a revival here in this Ekama Valley that'll warn the nation. He'll do it as an eagle stirreth her nest and fluttereth over a young and taketh them up on her wings and bears them up in the air. He said, so did he, Jacob. And the Lord's inheritance is his people. Amen. That's it. God's inheritance is his people. Oh God, help us tonight. Stir ourselves. Stir ourselves. Let's just stand together. Amen. I wonder tonight. It's nest stirring time, he said.
He said, Rebecca, as soon as she heard the message, it began to stir her heart. What about it tonight? When's the last time you got stirred? When's the last time you shook yourself? When's the last time you made sure? Say, God, I want to make sure. I know I go to this message church. I know I sit under Brother Donnie as a pastor. I sit under Brother Homer, whoever it may be. Amen. But God, am I right, Lord? Am I right, Lord, with you? Have I got everything just right, Lord? Have I got everything just is it right on, like I said, clocking on 100? Is everything just right, Lord Jesus? Help me, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now I want you, I had read this and heard this, heard somebody quote this one time, but I thought, my, I want to read this to you before, while we're standing, just before we turn the service back, before we pray. 1961, Jezebel Religion, Middletown, Ohio. My brother's praying. He said, with our heads bowed, he said, them who raised their hands. So during the course of this sermon, he asked some people to raise their hands. I think there was three of them that raised their hands. Now listen to what he says. See, with their heads bowed, them who raise their hands and want to accept Christ. He said, would you just stand to your feet just a moment while I pray individually for you? Just raise up to your feet. Now listen to what he says. He said, oh God, have I failed? Even the three that raised their hands without conviction and raised to their feet to accept the very thing they said they did. Lord Jesus, I commit it all into your hands. I preached your word and not compromise any. Now I leave the house to them, Father. You do whatever is fit with both church and your servant. It's all in your hands. Father, I pray that you'll save the lost. Fill the hungry hearted with good things. Give life eternal to those who are thirsting. Raise up your servants to proclaim the message. Give healing to the sick and afflicted. Get glory unto thyself. For I commit myself with your word and in my hand and in my heart and my mind. Write your laws through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, I thought about that, Brother Terry. Here he was. Preached his heart out. Jezebel religion. Preached his heart out. Then after he preached, he asked them to raise their hands. Three of them raised their hands, wanted to accept Christ. He said, now would you, those that raised their hands said, I want to pray for each one of you individually. He said, could you stand to your feet? And they didn't stand to their feet. They didn't get stirred. They didn't get shook. They didn't lay a hold. They didn't rouse themselves to action. Then the prophet of God said, oh God, have I failed? Even the three that raised their hands without conviction to rise to your feet to accept the very thing they said they did. He said, Lord Jesus, I commit them to you. I thought, God, what about me and you tonight? I mean, this might have been a simple message. Stir yourself. Amen. Isaiah said that we all are as filthy rags in his sight, our righteousness. Nobody lays hold to stir himself. Amen. Nobody arouses themselves to action. Amen. I we go to church, we say, preach it, Brother Homer. Amen. That's right, Brother Homer. Yeah, hit that, Brother Homer. Y'all do the same thing. Hit that, Brother Donnie. Hit that, Brother Daryl, and all that. And then when it comes time, maybe to say, God, help me. And then maybe you ain't got the audacity. Though you say, yeah, I need help. I need God in my life. But he said, then three didn't even have the conviction enough to rise to their feet, to accept and do what they said they would do. What about us, church? What about us? Stir ourselves. Amen. Stir ourselves. Arouse to action. Say, God, I need you tonight. Lord, I just don't want to come to church and leave out the same way. I want to leave different, Lord. I want to leave a better Christian. I want to leave a better sister. I want to leave a better brother. I want to leave with God inside of me. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus,
Lord, I want to stir myself tonight, Lord. Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. Lord, as I see this, and Lord, and I see your prophet and how he preached, Lord, and he didn't compromise, Lord. He preached it without fear or favor of men, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I believe you got a fivefold ministry, Lord Jesus. Because you said you set him in the church, Lord, that's preaching this same pure, unadulterated word without fear or favor, Lord. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does, they're going to preach it without fear or favor of man. Lord, I want to stir myself, Lord Jesus. Knowing, Lord God, that if I don't, Lord Jesus, and I'm just presuming that everything's all right, Lord. And I don't shake myself. And I don't arouse myself to action, Lord. Then one of these days, when it's all said and done, and you come back for your bride, Lord, I'll be left behind, Lord. I don't want to be left behind, Father. And I'm sure there's these people sitting in here under the sound of my voice, they don't want to be left behind, Lord Jesus, Lord God, but they want to be right, Lord. So help us tonight, Lord, to stir ourselves, oh God. Help us to shake ourselves, oh God. Help us to look into your word and look into the message and make sure, Lord God, that our life is worthy of the gospel, Lord Jesus, that we claim to preach, that we claim to believe, Lord. Let us just not miss the mark, Lord. Let us not just be in unbelief, Lord God. But let us keep pressing on, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wonder if we can sing just Amazing Grace. Amen. Because it's going to take grace. Amen. You believe that, church? Amen. Let's just sing it tonight. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Grace, how sweet. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to be right, Lord. Father, I want to be right, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, help us, Lord Jesus. But now I see the need and just hold and say, oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to star ourselves, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you help me, Lord. Yeah. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, for these people here tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you bless each and every one that's represented here tonight, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh God, I pray, Lord God, that you just touch. Deliver, Lord God. Save, Lord God. Lord, heal the sick, Lord. Save the lost, Lord. Fill all with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You believe that tonight, church? You love him tonight? Amen. Oh, has your heart been stirred? Has your life been stirred? Amen. Joel or somebody come. We'll just pray for those who want to be prayed for. Amen. Amen. Let's just say maybe he. Amen. Let's just say maybe that song, he is here.
Praise
amen. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. Y'all know that song?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's go. Amen.
Amen.
Much love, Brother Joel. Hallelujah. You love him tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Sick in body. Amen. But we just love the Lord. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We just want to be stirred.
Amen.
Amen.
He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Your name, he is here. You can touch him, you will never be the same. Is here, hallelujah. He is here. Touch him, you will never be the same. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. His name again. He is here. Listen close. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch him. You
say. Sure appreciate that sermon tonight. Amen. You sure couldn't tell that he didn't feel well tonight. He did a great job. I appreciate his effort tonight. Let's ask the Lord to help him rest tonight. Back in the morning. Let's sing this together over and over. He molds me and makes me. He didn't throw the clay away.
Empty and broken, I came back to him. A vessel unworthy, so scarred by sin. He did not despair, started over again, and I'm blessed today. He didn't throw the clay away. into His likeness. He fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today. So because Jesus didn't blow the clay. He fashions the clay. A vessel of honor I am today. It's all because Jesus didn't throw the clay. Sing it again as you go tonight. Over and over, He molds me and makes me into His likeness. He fashions.